Good morning, everybody. Welcome in Jesus' name. We are taking note this morning as we read a psalm of worship, which is taken from Psalm 103, from verse 1 to the end. And bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth renewed is like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy and loving kindness. He will not always chide or be contending, neither will he keep his anger forever or hold a grudge. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great are his mercy and loving kindness toward those who reverently and watchfully fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father loves and pities his children, so the Lord loves and pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers and imprints that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and his flesh shall know it no more. But the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting upon those who reverently fear him, and his righteousness is to his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, remember his commandments, Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commandment, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you his ministers who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. I want us to begin to bless the name of the Lord this morning. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I want us to bless the Lord for all his benefits, even for the privilege of being among the living, for the gift of eternal life that he has given unto us, for counting us worthy to be in the kingdom of light. Father, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate you this morning. We are grateful, O God, for all you have done for us. We thank you for all of your benefits in our lives, O God. We thank you for gift of life. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We are grateful, Lord, we worship you. Thank you for the privilege of being in the kingdom of light. Thank you for translating us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son. Father, we appreciate you. Lord, we are grateful this morning. Rekabo soto lingrado shekeliba sotori. Reke sekelimo sotori. Herbaka satali boshte. We exist. exalt you, Jesus. We honor you, the mighty God. We honor you, the great I am. Father, because of who you are this morning, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration in the name of Jesus. He forgives all our iniquities. He redeemed our souls from destruction. I want us to say, Lord, we are grateful. Father, we thank you for forgiving us all our iniquity. We thank you for redeeming our souls from destruction. We thank you for satisfying our mouths with good things. Father, we appreciate you. Lord, we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped.
Amen.
We are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for all you have done for us, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful. Oh Lord, mighty God, we are grateful. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful. Our God, we are grateful, Jesus, this morning. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, oh Lord. Oh yes, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Excellent is your name. Excellent is your power. Lord, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. Excellent is your name, our Father God. Excellent is your power. Lord, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. Excellent is your name, mighty God. Excellent is your power. Lord, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Father, you were worthy, Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Mighty God, you are worthy of our praise this morning. Receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Worthy are you, Lord Almighty God. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy, mighty God. You are worthy of our praise. Worthy are you, Lord, the faithful one. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy. Mighty are you, Lord. Mighty are you, Lord. Mighty is our God. Mighty are you, Lord. Mighty are you, Lord. You are mighty. We worship you, Lord. Rekemondolie. We exalt your holy name, our Father God. Jelabako sotolie. Lord, we are grateful, Makali Brosutolia, Nedeboshide. Faithful are you, Lord. Righteous are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy. Father, we worship your holy name this morning. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. Unto you, our lives we raise. Kaliha nabo shekeli brano sheketeli. Mekolo bo sutoling rabashiteli kabazundoli. Leku sotom regedere bo shekela baranda boko sutoling raboshte. Wonderful King, we worship you. Mighty God, we worship you. Rekabo soto lingrabo shite. Let's minister to the Lord this morning. Rekaba sekeli ando suzoli. Irabo shite lima kotom regedededebolobo jekeli brano suzo. Father, we say you are worthy of our praise. Unto you our lives we raise, O God. Elaboko sekeli brano shekataya babalu suzo. We enter into your gate with thanksgiving this morning. Hilamo sotoling rabasiketerebo jekeli brano suzolie rabakasataya mekolo suzolie erika bashekeli brano suzolie mengredebegedebolobo jekeli brano suzolie rabasikatalaba jegedededebolobo jegedeboloste Rekaba sekeli brunoste imbala kuzom regede de bolobo jegede bolobo sobreli mekeli kataya bregede de bokoste. In Jesus' wonderful name we have worshipped. This morning I want us to speak to the Lord and ask God to give unto us understanding heart, able to keep his word and obey it with all our heart, as the word of the Lord will be coming to us in the in the section of prayers. I want us to, Lord, give me understanding heart, and I will keep your word and obey it with all my heart. Let's ask the Lord, open my understanding this morning. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find the light. Psalm 119:34. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that we receive an understanding heart to keep your law, to keep your word, to keep your instruction, to keep your directives this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as your word guide us into this new day, into this new week, we receive grace. Elikotombra lika basiketelebo jekeli basuzolie rabaka sekete, to obey it with all our heart. Ilamoko shekeli grano suzo. Lord, we pray this morning that you will direct our path, in you will direct us in the path of your commands, in the mighty name of Jesus. Makalabo shekeli bruno suzolie rekabasekeli bruno shikata yandelebo suzo. Open our understanding, Holy Spirit, this morning. Reke sutuling raba shekeli babo sutorie embreketulianda bazakata ya bruno suzo. Give unto us such a heart that is responsive to your instructions. Lekoto breli kabasikete ribababa sutorie li. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Verse 36. Is it turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain? Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. I want us to begin to pray to the Lord this morning. Lord, turn my heart toward your statutes. Turn my heart toward your decrees, toward your word, and not towards selfish gain. In the mighty name of Jesus, strip me from any form of selfishness. In the name of Jesus, turn my eyes away from worthless things. Rekulianda basikelebo jegedebo sutoriye. Rakabasikelebo rondobo shete. Mekulianda basiketeliye. Preserve my life according to your word. In this season of supernatural turnaround, let my life be preserved by your word. Mekolobo sikalaba jegede. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for myself and everyone on this prayer line this morning, oh God, that you will turn our hearts toward your statutes, toward your standards, towards your laws, towards your decrees, in the name of Jesus. Lord, not towards selfish gain, in the mighty name of Jesus. You say the Spirit gives light, the self profit nothing. We strip ourselves from any form of selfishness this morning. Zataye da makulianda bosukotolie reketeye kuzozolika basiketeye rikababa suzo. That will not seek things for ourselves, Lord. Makali bruno sheketele bozobregedede rikababo bosheketele brano suzolie. Almighty God, will pray this morning. It is not for every one on this prayer line. Oh God, that our heart be turned to the Lord. Lord, you will turn our hearts from worthless things in the name of Jesus, and cause our life to be preserved by the efficacy of your word. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the rampart. I will look to see what he will say to me, and what answer I am to give to this complaint. I want us to begin to pray to the Lord this morning. Father, help me to see what you will say to me. not just hearing alone, but our eyes will see what God is communicating in this season of supernatural turnaround. As we stand even at our watch in the place of prayer this morning, oh, we'll begin to see what God is saying to us. Our eyes will begin to open to see what God is saying in the now, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we can press in. Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as we stand at our watch in the place of prayer this morning, that we'll pray, that we'll begin to see even that which you are going to say to us in the name of Jesus. But that Job said in the book of Job 42 verse 5, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Father, cause our eyes to see even that which you are saying to her. Cause our eyes to see you. It's as we behold in the mirror the glory of God. We are being transformed to his image. God partners, Makali Kotu Zetelia, everyone on this prayer line this morning, Jehovah, cause our eyes to see. Eli Kotu Zataya, Rekutu Bralikeste, Meku Zataya, and the Leboko Shekeli Brano Suzoli, Rekabasikataya, Bregede de Debolobo, Jegede de De, Rababa Lishteli, Mekeli Basso Bregede de Bolobo Jeb. Herra baba 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 mekolobo sutuling rabasikete debokuste rabaka sakataya mekuliande deboloboste ye galabasekete deboste mekeli bralo suzolikataya regedede debokuste rekabasutolia. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Psalm 40 verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me. We are in a season of supernatural turnaround. But the psalmist made us to realize the secret of God turning unto us. That when we wait patiently for the Lord, is it definitely God will turn? Is it I waited and the Lord turned to me and heard my cry? He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. We're going to be declaring this morning, Lord, as I wait patiently for you, Lord, you will turn to me and hear my cry. You will lift me out of this slimy pit, out of the mud, out of the mire, in the mighty name of Jesus. You will set my feet on a rock and give me a firm place to stand. You put a new song in my mouth. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we wait upon you this day, O God, Father, you will come to us. You will hear our cry. Father, you will lift us out of every slimy pit in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your nearness. I will run to you, God, in the beauty of your holiness. I will wait on you, I will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness, I will run to you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. Prevail us, wait on you, Lord. We will wait on you, Lord. Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. We are waiting, Lord. We are waiting, Lord, on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. We will wait for you, we will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness, I will run to you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. My Lord, I thirst for you. How I long to be in your presence. My soul, we wait on you. Father, draw me nearer, draw me nearer, in the beauty of your holiness. I will wait on you, I will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. Our God, we run to you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness, in the beauty of your holiness, in the beauty of your holiness. Beloved, I made a statement in the 6 o'clock session yesterday, and I said, as the Lord continued to speak about the power for divine perception, I made a statement and I said that there is no performance that could happen except every performance is preceded by divine envisioning. Beloved, until you see, it is impossible to be able to perform, and it is impossible to be able to see God perform, because what you see is what God performs. When you don't see it, you cannot believe God for its performance. But in order to see, we have to be able to wait. not being in a hurry. That is why Habakkuk said, I will watch. I am going to stay upon my watch. And I will wait to see what he must say. What he says is what you see. And until you see what it says, the sayings of God, they don't become a manifestation. The Lord said unto Abraham, when Lot, the Lord that blocks vision, the Lot that are the blockages of people that block the sayings of God, the Lord that hinders from seeing right, from understanding right, the Lord that could have jeopardized even the fulfillment of God's spoken word to him. When the Lord seems to have chosen what they think was right, it looks good on the outside. The grass was green. All was good. Beloved, he made a choice. He chooses to see what his eyes saw. But beloved, I'm talking about a different kind of eyes. The eyes of the Spirit that engages the vision of God, that will latch on the vision of supernatural turnaround in every area. God gave a promise unto Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. Abraham began to move on the integrity of the promise that was given, but took the Lord with him. Beloved, the Lord that accompany us on the journey, whether because of the familiarity, the Lord that you take on board, whether because you are sorry, because of their pitiful states, the Lord that we take on board, whether because they were orphaned, but you have no business with them on the journey, the Lord, the excesses that was not part of the plan, but is in your boat. The excesses that was not part of the promise given to you by God, but they have occupied a space. They have taken a slot. And you've got to get rid of the Lord this morning so that you can be a carrier of God's word, but that is capable of being envisioned by God. Why? When God spoke to Abraham in Genesis 12, he said, come with me. He said, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. So vision is primarily important in the outcome of the manifestation of supernatural turnaround. He said, I will show you. So he said, come. There is something that is going to take place. There is a place I'm taking you, but I must be the one that show it to you. But if you can locate it, when you come to that blessing, you begin to walk in that blessing that I've commanded. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And I will cause him who causes you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Abraham departed. In order to have a fulfillment of promise, departed in obedience, but the Lord blocked his ability to be engaged in the divine vision of God. I will show you. The showing is in when you have created the right atmosphere for God to come and show you. Beloved, he departed on the journey. He took his nephew with him. Nephew, because of the condition, his son's brother who had passed away. A lot of help that we give that got us into the trouble that we are in. A lot of stranger in our homes that is creating more problems for us. A lot of habits, a lot of things that we pit the Lord on the way, on the journey, that needs to be ridden off our lives. A lot of things that we have come into that we have no business of having around us. But the Bible says God has a promise for him. The Lord said to him, when he got into Canaan, the Lord said to him, as Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreb, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, I will give you this land. And there he built an altar unto the Lord of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and I on the east. There he built the altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. So he journeyed, Abraham journeyed, going on still towards the south, continued on the journey until the Lord became a problem. God was blessing Abraham. God was blessing the Lord. But the earth men of Lot, they begin to create a trouble. Strife broke out in the camp. Beloved, this is not the time of strife. Whoever seems to be trying to help you, but is adding trouble to your life, you need to rid them of your life. I'm still on the Lord. Beloved, he has a tickle of the blessing, but he has not come into the fullness of the blessing yet. Until there was a departing, a separation from the Lord. God appeared on the journey. He said, this is the land I'm going to give to you. And beloved, when strife arose on the journey, there was a blocking, a blockage of every vision. He could not see anymore. But Abraham was smart. Abraham called his nephew and said, I don't want there to be any strife between us, between your herdsmen and my herdsmen. What do you want? The nephew, the one you were supporting, made a choice. Well, the master is here to make one. Beloved, every mature person, you will allow the person that called you to the business to make a decision before you make yours. You allow your boss to have the final say, but where the servant take the role of the master and choose before their master. And your master is still not upset. Refuses to allow strife. Refuses to allow whatever could steal his opportunity to take full possession and full delivery of the word of God, which can only happen by losing the vision, losing the focus on the word. He said to him, make your choice. He chose. And beloved, he chose the rich area, but even though he chose the rich area, it looks as if the master was lost out. But beloved, he said, strife is an enemy of divine vision. When you bring people on board and they are the one causing strife in your home, they are in your life, you are unsettled, you want to check whether they are from God or they are from the devil. Anything that will confuse your mind, pollute your environment and hinder you from seeing right, it does not need to be in your life. Beloved, until there was a separation, God did not come to him. Beloved, until there was a separation, his spiritual eyes, the eyes of faith, did not come into operation. He has to rid himself of the Lord. But beloved, Abraham separated from Lot, and he could see with the eyes of the Spirit. He could see with the eyes of faith. He could see beyond what is. He saw into what is going to be. Beloved, because God came to him and said to him after Lot has separated from him in Genesis 13:14, he said, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, I give to you and to your descendants forever, and I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. God said you will be able to take delivery, take full reception, and take full, see the full establishment of the covenant of blessing. What was left for him was like empty, but when he looked up, it was envisioned in the vision of God. And everything torn after the man, the Lot, after he had separated himself from a strife, separated himself from the things that pollute, separated himself from the blockage. And 2 Corinthians 3:16, our key scripture to 18, in this month says that whenever a man turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. He separated himself. He turned in the direction of God, and God came to establish his covenant, even in Abraham. Beloved, what is your lot that you need to rid yourself from this morning? What is the lot on the inside and the lot on the outside that needs to be cut off from our life? What is the strife? It is not time to keep on arguing about the same matter. It is time to let go of that strife and really let it go. Beloved, this morning, and I want you to rise up in your spirit, because divine perception is preceded by divine turning of away from whatever is the Lord and turning towards God. Beloved, when the one that has previously built an altar was able to turn towards God, when it looks as if everything is now dry, empty, we don't have to come into that place. Say to the Lord, search me and rid me of every strife, every investment of any strife in my life, anything that could add trouble to my life. Whatever is not part of the plan, whatever is not part of the assignment that you have given to me, this lot that I have acquired on the journey of the Lord that followed me, of the Lord that are with me, Lord, rid me of every lot, Lord, so that I can locate my lot in this covenant of supernatural turnaround. Until he rid himself of the lot, he cannot locate his lot. The lot in life, the lot of supernatural turnaround will be located when we rid ourselves of the lot. Then the God that has the lot for you, that is planned in this season of our supernatural turnaround, it will show up. Lot of a man, lot of a thing, lot of pride and lot of strife, lot of gossip, lot of backbiting, lot of bitterness, lot of envy. When you rid yourself of the lot, you will locate your lot in God. You have said to the Lord, rid me of this lot of strife, lot of wickedness, lot that speak lies, lot that promote strife and trouble, lot that sponsor unbelief, Lord, that sponsor doubt in my life. Rid me today of every lot, that I will locate my lot in this month of supernatural turnaround in every area of my life. Beloved, say, I disconnect from every lot acquired in the pathway of life. Every lot tolerated in my mind or in my heart. Every lot cohabits with me in my marriage or in my ministry, in my church or even on the upfront. Lord, rid me of the lot. Beloved, because when you rid yourself of the Lord, you will rid yourself of the herdsmen of Lot. They are the people creating problems. So the Lord will always have some people with them that promotes strife. And you are said to the Lord, every companion of Lot in my life sponsoring strife. In my church, sponsoring gossip, sponsoring the things that pollute, this that promotes the blockers of my vision, of being envisioned of God. Lord, read me. That is why Psalm 144 said, read me of strange children whose mouth speaketh lies, whose right hand of fellowship is the right hand of trouble, beloved. You are said to the Lord, cut me off from every lot connected to my destiny or to my life. Rid me of the lot that I might be located by the divine vision of God. Ulabika equeta atruzo ziapino glagaza. Belube endelebros uta. Rid me of my lot and every lot, even acquaintances, every lot companion. Rid me of the Lord that I might locate my lot, the promise of God made for me, the promise of God yet to be fulfilled, the promise of God that is yet to experience performance. Lord, this promise of supernatural turnaround in every area of my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beleke kwazo zopru naga sahata. Beloved, I want you to say, I say, pray for my Lord and every companion of Lord that I might be, that I might connect with the God of all right supernatural turnaround. In the name of Jesus, I separate myself from every lot that I might have access to the God of all round supernatural turn around in the name of Jesus. I separate myself from the lot in my life, in my home, and their companions. I separate myself from the lot in my office. I separate for myself from the Lord, that I might gain access to the divine visions of God of supernatural turnaround in my life. I separate myself from the Lord that I might have access to the divine vision of the God of supernatural turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus. O love of us, Ikatua, and through Nagakwa Zozo. What happened when you are connected to the God of supernatural? When you now get access, you will get access. As you get access to God, you locate your treasure. As you get access to God, you have a word of God coming to you. Isaiah 42:9 said, behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. I will announce them to you. I will make you see what I am yet to do. And the Lord took him on a journey of the Spirit. I said, if you can see it, you will have it. Beloved, and Isaiah begins to speak again, as God spoke about what he will yet do, because he's a God who exists before the beginning began, who controls your beginning, because he has gone even from the beginning to the end before you come and start your beginning of the week. He said, remember the former things long past, for I am God, there is no other God like me, that declares the end from the beginning and from the ancient times. the things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Whatever it takes, God will do what he has spoken. But what you don't see is a word that is yet to be delivered, a word that is yet to be received. If a courier man brings maybe DHL or whatever they call them, if they bring your parcel, if you are not there to take reception, they will leave a card and go away with your parcel and say you have to connect again. But beloved, it means that time would have been introduced, which is called delay, because you missed that time. So you either have to go to the office of the DHL man, or you go and post the card and say, I want you to deliver it, although they will be at home. But nobody this week is permitted to meet their time slot. Therefore, you are going to say, God said I will show it before they take place. When he saw it with the eyes of the Spirit, he was readily positioned to possess what God has prepared. You have said to the Lord, engage my eyes of the Spirit and give me divine visions of the supernatural turnaround that will give me access to the promised fulfillment, the promise of supernatural turnaround in my life. Lord, give me access to the divine visions of God for the divine supernatural turnaround in my life. Lord, that I will gain reception, that I will take full delivery, that what you have ordained will be delivered to me without fail. La pruta e bentro gaswa. Supride gali mengroswato. De klekwata a trizo sopanaga. Zupionda. He said, lift up your eyes. When you lift up your eyes, you are lifting it up unto God. And that is what we are continuing to do as we wait. And beloved, the lifting up of the eyes is not unto the things around. It is having a spiritual insight unto what God is about so that you can gain on time and you can have it delivered and manifested to you so that you can pray through and take over what God has given to you. So you are sent to the Lord. Lord, because I have been separated unto you, every bloodness, every blockage is in my eyes. Anything that is blurring my vision of God and vision of what God has pre-planned, preordained for me, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus, let it be rolled away in the mighty name of Jesus. Ulobege kwazo sopri nagazo golobengrasa ate. Elepru naga kwasa zepre nege kwazo. Ozuto ondege libruza ate. Endege kwazo ondogoshete. Endege kwazo zupri nagazo zopro negezia. Elebege tuendo lobo longrasi ato. Ulobogoshete. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. He walked through what he saw. When you are envisioned by God, you are able to walk through the vastness of the promise. He said, lift up your eyes. If you can see it, beloved, you can possess it. And God said to him, I want you to walk through this land. Arise, verse 17 of 13, Genesis. Walk in the land through its length and its width. For I give it to you. Walk in the land. Engage your leg in walking. What does it mean to walk your land? Beloved, because the walking requires you putting your foot on the ground. When you put your foot on the ground, the soles of your feet, beloved, touches the ground. And he said, wherever the soles of your feet shall touch, wherever the soles of your feet shall tread, it shall be given to you. Very interesting. Before you physically possess or have delivered and received the promise, you have to journey on. You have to see you taking over the promise as you take over the word. God said unto Joshua, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua chapter 1, verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Cross this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea towards the setting of the sun will be your territory. So, beloved, there could be an endless possession as long as you can see it and as long as you can walk it. The walking is a journey of faith. That is why when Peter was riding on the sea, walking on the sea, as long as he saw the word, he kept on walking. So not only did Abraham saw a vision in the vision of God, he walked the walk of faith in order to be able to possess the promise. Therefore, you are said to the Lord, today I take reception and full delivery of the covenant of supernatural turnaround as I engage the spirit of faith working on my behalf to possess the promise. The faith that believes in what I see, what the Lord has shown to me, what the Lord has prepared for me, what is meant for my supernatural turnaround, what is meant for my gaining and not losing. Lord, by faith in the word of God, by faith in the Son of God, by faith in the unchanging word of God, I take possession of what you have made available to me this week, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So this week has just got to deliver what is in his hand, what has been embedded into it by God, minus trouble, minus the lot, minus the pain, minus the disappointment, minus everything that is not God. Beloved, for every good and perfect gift, they come from the Lord. It's the God of light, the Father of heavenly light. In him there is no degree of variableness, that there is any shadow of turning. James chapter 1 verse 17. Beloved, so you are saying, I have access to the treasures and to the treasures of supernatural turnaround in every area of my life that will bring me pleasure without pain, that will make me gain without losing, that will bring me to divine appointment, not in disappointment, that will bring me into divine progress and not regression, that will bring me into wellness and wholeness and not in sickness at all, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beluke etruzo biandulo goshete, elikrosu uto, A man can have nothing except it has been given to him by God. God said to him, I have given it. As long as you can see it, if you will walk it also, it will be yours. Because I have given it. If you can walk the word, if the word can become alive in you, you believe in the efficacy of the word, you will take possession. You will get access to the treasures that brings you pleasure, that give you a turnaround. Therefore, you said, by the covenant of the spirit of faith, I believe, therefore I have spoken. I take possession of full delivery of the spoken word of God, backed up by the oath and the covenant of God, supported by the sprinkling speaking blood of Jesus. I take possession of the mandate of supernatural turnaround. I gain and access the treasure of supernatural turnaround that brings me pleasure all the days of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, it brings me pleasure and not pain. It brings me riches and not poverty. It connects me even with good things of life, nothing bad in it. It said a man can have nothing, John 3:27, except it has been given to him by God. So what is in the covenant for me is good. What is in the covenant of turnaround is for me, is for new song, is for lifting, is for rejoicing, is for breaking through and not breakdown. It is for wellness and wholeness. It is for recovery in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Two more things we're going to say before we go on this altar. On the account of this prayer, God will avert any plague concerning the children in any country, because God sent me that you and I must agree with God and see any program plague, whether they call it bird flu or whatever flu, some kind of flu or stomach bug, some kind of flu, God will avert that demonic thing because you and I pray. Beloved, turn with me very quickly, because it's not part of the covenant. Plague is not part of what you take on, because the word of the Lord said a man can have nothing except it has been given to him. So if it is not given to you by God, why taking it? Beloved, and the word of the Lord begins to say, Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, will say unto the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. And he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, now not the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Beloved, I want you to agree with me as we together agree with the word. God said you must not be afraid of them. He said, because 1,000 may fall on your side and 10,000 at your right side, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Even the Most High, beloved, had already said it will not come near us, because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. So God said no. So we have to agree with what God has said. I said no to any plague, whether they are called bird flu or stomach bug or whatever flu. It's planned by hell to attack children in any country it may be. The prevailers rise up against it. We say it is not permitted. It is not part of that which has been given to us. Therefore, we resist every spirit of plague and pestilence. Every attack on the children, Lord, we stop it today. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. We cover our children with the blood of Jesus. Every child of the believers around the world, we cover you with the blood of Jesus. Ulobi ke kwazo zonto lebre di azwa. Ozwato onglege kwa rombode ge siase. Elike kwato ondege kwa brondege sutushte. Ezwato ondege gegege lebros ate. Ilege tuato ondolo bolobros ate. Ondege stu undolo bolobros ato. Ike kwaza apiondolo gosiate. Beloved children, that the heritage of the Lord and the fruit of the womb is a reward. Beloved, so they come from God as his heritage, given to us as a gift. In that gift, he said, in God there is no degree of variableness, then there is any shadow of turning. In that gift, it is minus pain, it is minus sickness, it is minus trouble. It is a gift given to us all our kids without any problem. So you are saying any plague, any pestilence, any sickness, any disease that attaches itself to any of my children, today in the mighty name of Jesus, I stop you. I stop you. Any sickness that wants to stop any of our kids, any sickness that wants to cause any trouble, that was to stop God's the able bodies to become people that have been carried. Lord, today in the name of Jesus, I stop that disease. I stop that spread. I stop that satanic invasion across the nations of the earth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, lastly on this altar this morning, somebody on this altar, you have a need. And the need that you have, the Lord sent me to tell you, and you will receive it. I see a bill that you have to pay. And beloved, the bill, I scribbled it as soon as I got this, as it was, the blessing was leading us. It's 1,952.58 pence. 1,952.58 pence. I see that that bill is paid without stress because help is on the way for you. Therefore, I decree a supernatural supply of heaven. As heaven has decreed and declared it done, I declare in the name of Jesus, every pending bill, every bill that is waiting to be paid, that the individual have the capacity of meeting their own commitment to their bill, to pay whoever needs to be paid, I decree by the supply of Calvary, let mercy bring about the settlement of every bill hanging, of every bill outstanding, or every bill that if not paid can bring embarrassment and shame. I declare them supernaturally paid as a covenant right of the prevailers in this month of supernatural turn around. I decree what was meant to be for your shame is turned around for your good. You might not see the wind, there might not be a rain, but yet the dish shall be full of water. Whether it is canceled, whether it is paid by another, but I see that this bill is settled. So I decree and declare it settled in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus was made poor that we might become rich through his poverty. Therefore, I decree an unending supply, even of divine resources of God, even for every need, it represented in this commission in Jesus' name. For the Lord has opened up his hand towards us, and every need shall be met. Therefore, the covenant of struggle, financial struggle, it's over now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we take full reception of what you have done on this altar this morning. Thank you for the power of divine perception. Thank you for giving us access to to be envisioned by the vision of God, in order that we might see the promise with the eyes of our spirit and the eyes of faith, in order that we might take possession and full delivery and reception of what you have prepared and preordained for us. Therefore, we receive the covenant of supernatural turnaround in every area of our life with attitude of thanksgiving this month and this day in the name of Jesus. Everything that is embedded in this week is released for our benefit, is released for our progress, is released for our rejoicing, for our wellness, and for our wholeness. No child is permitted to contract any demonic sickness. None of our child is permitted to be sick. As we prepare for Christmas, I decree that it is well with our children, and it is well with every household, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, what has not been given to us by God, we cannot have it. Because sickness has not been given to us by God, therefore, nobody is permitted to take possession of sickness in this week, in the mighty name of Jesus, or throughout the days of our life. But as we move on and journey on the word of God for supernatural turnaround, everything is turning around for our good, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the prayer summit of the 20th of December. Lord, we thank you because you will manifest your glory. Lord, you will bring forth an influx of soul. Lord, you will cause the territory of Marriott, even in Bedstead, to be taken over. Lord, you will cause your glory to descend like never before, opening the eyes of the blind, causing the lame to be set free. Lord, quickening their legs, manifesting and confirming your word with signs and wonders. Lord, thank you for the supernatural occurrences that you will begin to execute, doing the extraordinary thing to the ordinary members and ministers of this commission. What eyes has never seen before or ears heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man, but has been prepared for us, you will yet do in and through this commission and our members, before, during, and after, and forever, in the life of Prevailers Church Network, Prevailers Church Prayer Network, and our people, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, thank you for that divine appointment to have an engagement with the Father of all lights, the one who is the revealer of all truth, the one that executes his word by his spirit. Therefore, as we appear in Zion, no one will go home empty-handed. Therefore, I decree and declare today is good. Everything that is good, locate the prevailers, the good news of God, the favor of God, the help of God, the healing virtue of God, the grace of God, begin to answer even for us in every place we go in Jesus' name. Therefore, I soak every prevailer in the blood of Jesus. I speak and I sprinkle the blood of Jesus on businesses and careers, on the children, on the parents, on the adults, and the old people represented on this altar. Therefore, 1,000 will fall on our side, 10,000 on our right side. No evil shall come near us, and we are free from every plague. In the name of Jesus, unto you, the eternal King of glory, who has called me and sent me, unto the God of wonder, unto the God who is a performer of his every word, unto you that work all things out for our good, unto you that honors your word, you execute the word of your messenger and perform the word of your servant. Unto you once again that we yet do your word, see the covenant of supernatural turnaround answering for every individual on this altar by your Spirit. Unto you who has called me, Pastor Joe, Pastor Bolaji, Tolu, Bisola, Lord, unto you we return the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagined by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.